So, Cal, for the second time in four games, I've enjoyed myself at a football match watching FC United, but you must feel a bit gutted with that ending, and I don't think you deserved it.
No, I think our work rate, I think that was one thing that stood out. But credit to Southport, they won three games, obviously, in high spirits, and they're gonna they banged it on us. The lads are obviously bitterly disappointed, because when you're 3-1 up with such a short space of time to go, you're thinking you're gonna see it out. But yeah, it's galling. But I've just said to him that out of the four games we played, I've seen improvement in three of the games. One of the games we were beaten by the better team, which was Kidderminster on Saturday. But today we've come to a team who's up the top of the table. We haven't got a point, and we've secured a point. So lost loads and loads of positives. Thought Michael Connor in midfield was fantastic, as long as Scott Cage returned. We looked really solid, and scored three.
Yeah.
Really, really good goals. What we've got to start doing is, when we can see goals, make sure that they're good goals as well. Not so much the disappointment, because of it, the second one,
the second one's a bit of a
bounced in the box, in which for people like Uzi and Jordan and people like that's just it doesn't happen. But loads and loads of positives, and the fans were fantastic as well. Absolutely superb, and I think that's one of the things that they'll have to be a little bit gutted about as well.
Just to touch on some stuff, I mean, work rate and tempo was evident all the way through the game. It was cracking atmosphere off the pitch. One of the things which we were suggesting might be the reason for it was Scotty Kay coming back freeing up low to be a bit more.
Yeah, he does. He knows that position really well, and I think that was definitely a reason. That's why we've made him captain of the team. For the season, because that's what you get off Scott Kane. It allows others to go and express themselves. And like I say, I thought Michael Connor.
Tell us a bit about Michael Connor, because that was a late signing this week.
Yeah, he's not played for a while, and I tried to get him from Northwich a few years ago. We played when they beat us 3-0 in the FA Cup. So been trying to get him, and Daz the other week saw him that he was playing Sunday, so stepped in. It's a no-brainer, because once we get him fully fit and fully match sharp, there's loads more to come. I thought James Hooper as well, works hard and shows that he's a goal threat as well as a supplier of goals. Jason Gilgit, all of them. I can't think of anyone who's not done themselves proud and done the club proud today.
Next up is Bradford Park Avenue away. It's one of those grounds, I think I can count two games where it's been a good afternoon at Bradford Park Avenue. What are we expecting, and how's the treatment room looking?
We've got a couple of little niggles, so we'll just have to see how that is. We'll be able to assess that on Thursday. It is what it is. We've been there many a time before, so it's a case of going and making sure if we produce that kind of work rate and tempo again, we won't be disappointed, and I'm sure the supporters won't.
Well, Carl, thanks for joining us on Lucky Tonight.